The story about the Good Samaritan is probably the best known story, I think, in Scripture. And of course, we all know its lesson. My neighbor is everyone. There is no one from whom I am to keep my love. But most of all, my neighbor is anyone, anyone who is in need. Well, let's consider it one more time and see if we can still learn something else. Luke tells us the lawyer wants to test Jesus, maybe even to trick him, just to see how much Jesus really knows about the law. But Jesus was smarter than the lawyer thought. He gives the answer we all know so well. Love God above all else, and your neighbor as yourself. But the lawyer, being persistent, would just not give up. Once again, he tries to put Jesus on the spot. He simply expected Jesus to give him the legal answer. Neighbor was a concept defined by the law. It was somebody from my town, or from my tribe, or from my family, or at most, another Israelite. Period. But Jesus asks him to think outside his accustomed categories. To the lawyer and to all of us as well, Jesus is saying, broaden your horizons, expand your vision, take off the blinders, and see the whole world. That's where we're going to find our neighbors, not just in our family or in our hometown or next door, but even as far as away as the other side of the world. Today, I ask you to spend some time reflecting on this story in a contemporary way, with you and me in the role of the lawyer. Who would be the ones passing by? Certainly not a deacon. Well, maybe. Possibly a priest. Perhaps even a bishop, some public official, a member of Congress, or maybe even ourselves. And who would be the Good Samaritan? The last person in the world we would expect to think of as our neighbor, and someone to whom we owed our love. Think Fidel Castro. Think Hugo Chavez. Think Osama bin Laden. Unthinkable, you say? Ah, but that's exactly what the lawyer would have felt about the Samaritan. At the end of the Second Vatican Council, Pope Paul VI expressed the hope that the church of the future would be the church of the Good Samaritan. By that he meant a church that was open and inclusive, not exclusive, compassionate and willing to take a chance at times, willing to step outside its conventional categories and customary ways of proceeding, willing even to suspend its own legalities if demands of love required it. First of all, what is love? Love is simply not an abstract term, nor a romantic notion, or a good feeling. Love is as concrete and distasteful and as expensive as picking up a beaten naked man off the street and nursing him back to health. Jesus tells us three important things about the Samaritan. He sees, he feels, and he acts. He sees a naked man bleeding and dying. Perhaps he also sees the priest and the Levite passing by the man. The priest and the Levite are limited by the way they see life. Perhaps they stand as an indictment of the culture in which they live. Perhaps an indictment of our culture as well. But seeing that naked man, only the Samaritan felt compassion for him. And then the Samaritan acts. Most importantly, he acts. Compassion is not enough. We often see pictures of starving children in Africa and Asia on the TV or in slums in our own cities. We can be horrified by the violence in Latin America or in the Mideast, or again on the streets of our own cities. We can feel compassion for all of them, but that's not enough. We must act. And like the Samaritan, we may find our actions costly in time, in effort, and in convenience. Jesus says to the lawyer, "Now you go and do the same thing." He is saying that to us as well today. To do so takes a lot of faith, a lot of courage, and a lot of conviction. It's only when we are willing to do what Jesus suggests, to see reality as it is, to feel compassion, and to do what we can to help our neighbors. It's only then will we even begin to understand what the Gospels are all about, what God is calling us all to do, to a ministry of love and of service to others. Really, what we are being asked to do today is act like Jesus and be a good Samaritan, and not in any show-off kind of way, but just because it's the right thing to do. Some of you may remember back in 1982, an airliner crashed onto the 14th Street Bridge in Washington, D.C. It was a horrible sight. Lenny Skutnik was on that bridge. He was going home. He saw the accident happen. He jumped into the icy river to rescue a woman who was drowning. He risked his life to help another whose life was in danger. During an interview, he was asked, "How did it feel to be a hero?" He said, "I'm not a hero. I just saw people in trouble, and I wanted to help them." Another hero that day was Arland Williams, Jr. He was one of the six people to initially survive the crash, and after which he helped the other five escape from the sinking plane, before he himself drowned. That's what it means to be a good Samaritan. All of us here today, because of, in one sense or another, we have acted like that good Samaritan. We have seen suffering of others. We have felt compassion for them, and we have been moved to action. With God's help, we will continue to do that. See, feel, act, love. Now you go and do likewise.